Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Narek Vardanyan. He is the CEO and founder of Prelaunch.com, the platform that helps creators validate their product market fit at early stages. And Narek, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you're more than welcome, and thanks for coming out to be with us here today. So tell us, for starters, what is the hardest part in creating a product?
Yeah, sure. So, hardware is hard, and most of the creators are spending lots of time and money on products that eventually fail. And the reason that they are failing is that they're meeting their customers too late. So they're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars and years on development of something that might not work, and they are knowing only about it only after they, you know, bring it up to the market. But in most of the cases, it's already too late to go back and change something. So you want to change that and bring up a new culture.
Some good advice right there. Simple, but some fantastic advice. Thanks for that. Now, what methods are there to understand the need of their product?
Yeah, so there are a lot of development with the internet, but the conventional ways are still there. And most of the creators are still using these surveys, focus groups, and all the conventional research methods to validate the product market fit of their product concepts. But sometimes, or in most of the cases, it's based on opinions of people. And in a lot of cases, those people are paid to tell their opinions. So it's not that accurate. And as a result, you're getting results which are biased, and you can't rely basically on them to do a lot of investment and produce products. So we think that's wrong. And we think there are simple methods like pre-launching and getting reservations on products which doesn't exist yet. But with pre-launching, you can get a behavioral data and not rely on people's opinion, but more on their current behavior, which is 10 times more powerful than subjective opinions.
Yeah, thanks for the feedback on that. That is most helpful. Now, what will they get from pre-launch that they would not get anywhere else?
So pre-launch is an interesting methodology that we turned into a platform. So prelaunch.com is based on these reservation models, where basically creators are creating two-page campaigns. And on the first page, they are showcasing the idea of their product concepts, the concept of it, describing it a bit. And then they have this subscribe to learn more button, where people who are interested into the products are subscribing there and giving signals that they are interested into the product. And on the second page, they're showcasing the price of the product and saying, if you put down like $1 or $2, you will get a really significant discount if this product releases into the markets, right? So in this case, where customers are pulling out their credit cards and giving you actual money for products that doesn't exist yet, that's the best validation ever. And that beats out everything out there, because you're actually getting money from people who are validating their interest, but with their behavior, with their actual purchase intent. And based on that, then you have a really cool analytics, really cool dashboard where you are comparing how well you're doing, right? So you have all these hypotheses, you have this description, you have this target audience, you have the price of the product, and then you're playing with it. You're changing it and seeing how well you're doing, how well your price strategy is doing, how well your positioning goes, whether you have all the kind of equilibrium of the factors that matters in the end, right? And we're showing you the benchmarks, the categories, like you can see how well you're doing compared to the competitors, compared to the industry. So at the end of the day, it's a kind of platform that significantly eases the product launch process, I would say. So especially for the serial creators who have these products coming up continuously, and it's taking a lot of time and efforts from them to validate their products. Now there is prelaunch.com where they can create their campaigns, see how well they are doing, and if something is not working, they can know it as early as possible. They can know it beforehand. And even if eventually they decide to not pursue with the product production, it's not basically failing. So on pre-launch, if something doesn't work, we don't call it a failing. It's just reiterating, because you're reiterating it as long as you see something is you know, good to go, then you move forward confidently and successfully launch into the markets.
Mr. Vardanyan, we really want to thank you for taking a moment to be with us here today. Some helpful information shared already. Today, we're speaking with Narek Vardanyan, the CEO and founder of Prelaunch.com, the platform that helps creators validate their product market fit at early stages, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Mr. Vardanyan, how did you decide that people need Prelaunch? What is the backstory there?
So the backstory is that we have been seeing really successful results with our agency. We had an agency previously who was a crowdfunding marketing agency named TCF, for the crowdfunding formula. And we've been receiving these products where we didn't know which product had a higher potential and which ones won't. So as we have been employing a really big amount of resources on every single product, we needed to understand as quickly as possible which product has the biggest potential. And I was putting my master hat on and doing a lot of bets. And as a result, I was seeing that most of my bets are not working. So I was thinking this is because of my expertise and experience. And with time, I understood that, you know, with more experience, you can't get that much of an experience and expertise to forecast the market, because the market is unpredictable. And basically, we needed a better way, because we tried everything, all the conventional methods. We had a research team. We have been doing surveys, focus groups, and nothing was really helping us. We were still failing to validate the products at early stages, right? So then we tried this pre-launching. We tried this reservation model. We tried to ask the real customers to give money and this way validate their desires to get these products, and base all our analytics based on their real purchase intent. And it turned out so powerful that it helped us build a really successful agency. We have became one of the top in the industry. And then we understood that it's not only the agency who has these problems. We started to ask around and understood that basically all the creators are facing this problem of being of the unknown, of not knowing whether it will work or not. Even if they have all their previous launches successfully, you still don't know whether the next one, which is coming up, still going to be successful. You know, provide them pre-launching as a service. And with time, it became so popular that with all this data, all the knowledge, and all the experience that we got, we decided to turn it into a platform and provide a very easy opportunity to everybody who has a great idea, who has products coming up, to just sign up and do it themselves. Just use the tools, use the AI builder, use the dashboard, and play with it and understand the real picture, how well is he doing at very early stages, right? So, yeah, this is how we came here.
Yeah, thanks for the report there. That is fantastic and some cool stuff right there. Thanks for that. Now, who have you helped so far to understand the potential of their products?
So we had really interesting cases. Again, this is so unpredictable that sometimes we see products whom we are not giving that much of a credit that, you know, this will be successful. And then very surprisingly, we see that, you know, this is becoming the superstar, and like products which nobody was, you know, giving credit to are becoming so successful by launching into the markets. Otherwise, we had cases where, you know, like, for example, there was this pet product, which they decided to go to the market at another price, like at $25. And then with pre-launching, they understood that, you know, there is a space to increase the margins. And we convinced them to go to the market with the 50% higher margins, which finally they agreed and went and became successful. Some of the biggest brands are also testing the platform and trying to understand whether their upcoming creative innovative ideas make sense for the for their communities or not. Like recently, we got a really famous motorcycle producer pre-launching their motorcycle, Eric Buell, which is a kind of a living legend of motorcycle industry, is pre-launching their motorcycle on pre-launch, and there's a lot of excitement about that. Yeah, you can. We have this marketplace where we have all the cool innovations, all the products out there, and so we see a really big traction from the community of early adopters who are browsing the products and trying to, you know, reserve really cool discounts and participate in the product creation. And unlike other platforms here, they don't have any risks because whenever they change their mind, they can just go and cancel their reservations. So with that, they are not risking anything by reserving the discount. And this way, giving a really vital insight to creators on which products are more successful and which versions of the products will be more successful, which ones won't. So this way, we call it a co-creation. So the platform provides an opportunity for co-creating products with their communities.
Again, Mr. Vardanyan, we want to thank you for taking a moment to be with us here today. We also are thankful for what you do in the space on behalf of prelaunch.com and for introducing it to the audience. Before you go in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you would like to mention along the lines of our conversation today?
So the advice to creators would be that, you know, the market is really unpredictable. And you really need to test your concepts, your product market fit as early as possible. And you need a reliable information, reliable sources. And the most reliable is to base all your assumptions and investment on real behaviors, real purchase behaviors of people, rather than their subjective opinions and doing random surveys out there. So, you know, do your homework, start co-creating the products with your community, start involving the community into your production process. And these are some of the steps that are kind of guarantee a success of any product. And if you see that something is not working, you will know it beforehand, before investing so much money and time. And you can just move away to your another innovation and be more successful.
Certainly do appreciate those concluding remarks and advice and insights shared throughout this interview here today, Mr. Vardanyan. Again, folks, it is prelaunch.com. If this applies to you, definitely hurry on over there and check things out there. I think you'll be glad you did. Mr. Vardanyan, thanks for joining us once again here on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
And the pleasure was certainly mine. We've been speaking with Narek Vardanyan, the CEO and founder at prelaunch.com, the platform that helps creators validate their product market fit at early stages. And again, for all the details, visit prelaunch.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.